Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Wednesday afternoon, Stu Thomas in the room, the Hall of Famer Fred Bottomer, Alex Rich from Y98 visits on a Wednesday. I have some Simple Minds tickets to give away here in just a couple of minutes. I'm a little, you know, we were talking about concerts yesterday a little bit. Dave Matthews, Alex, coming back into town for the first time in a while at the amphitheater. But I'm a little surprised, maybe I'm just not paying close enough attention, that there haven't been some bigger concerts announced for this year.
Seems that way, right?
It does seem that way. Or I mean, you're in a different demographic.
Well, I think we start to get to that point. I feel February, March is about the time. Well, when do those first concerts usually start happening at the amphitheater? May.
But we have a few that are announced, and even they have some summer shows, but I feel like there's no like really, really big tours. Maybe I'm just not paying close enough attention.
Does it feel like there's not as many as there used to be years ago, too, that I feel like big name after big name every weekend would come through the amphitheater? I mean, they still do, but like, for example, you just said Dave. I mean, I love Dave Matthews. I've been to, I think, probably 13 or 14 Dave Matthews concerts, and he hasn't been here in at least it's probably
7 or 8 years.
Yeah.
Right. Because I would go because Becky is a huge fan, but he's coming back. One of the questions that came up, Tim Summers, our music guy, and we were talking about this, why are a lot of acts, because they do, why are they skipping St. Louis? I don't really know the answer to that. But on this topic here, Simple Minds not skipping St. Louis. In fact, tickets for the show that are at the amphitheater on June 5th go on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m., but we got tickets right now. Now, if you'd like to go see Simple Minds, Hollywood Casino Amphitheater, and your caller number 2, we're going to make it real easy on Ethan here, 314-241-9797, you are a winner from 97.1 FM Talk. So, you know, I saw a soundbite I want to play to you here today, this morning, and I was rather stunned by it. You know, I said, Fred, you'll appreciate this, I sent a message to our friend Brian Ping from KNX in Los Angeles. And I guess I could have used Don't You Forget About Me, because the theme was, hey, we cover all this stuff. The fires were intense for 2 weeks. You know, we talked to Brian multiple times, and then a little rain comes and we forget about it. So I sent him a message last night saying, hey, I feel like I miss KNX. I was listening to you guys in the car all the time on my Alexa, and then, you know, things kind of just go away and we move on to other things. And I was just saying, how are things? And obviously things are still tough out there because of all of the, you know, the recovery, trying to get debris removed. They have a bill that is working its way through the legislature now to, I guess, cover some of the mortgage payments for some people.
And so, some people can't even get back to their property.
Well, that's what I wanted to focus on here, because I saw this guy. Now, I think it's amazing because this guy actually is really calm when he is facing. This is a police officer. And it looks like, to me, it looks like a military guy. Darn it, Fred. What did I label this thing? I'm having the worst day in finding, you know, audio here that I don't know where it is. I just saw it. Here it is. So there's a cop and there's a, I don't know if it's a National Guard person. The guy, well, you just listen to what his story is. He's just trying to see his home in the Palisades, I think.
And then after that, you're able to just go right in.
But why can't I just go now?
That's just my order.
How long is the Orange Pass thing?
I'm not sure if there's an expiration date or anything.
No, but there's a line.
I fully understand that, sir, but there's rules and protocols we got to follow.
All right, so the Orange Pass is what he was told he needed. You had to go up to this other area, get an Orange Pass. If you get your Orange Pass, then you can go see your house.
So it's January 27th?
Yes, sir.
I haven't been able to get to my house.
Yes, sir.
For 20 days.
I fully understand that.
And it's right down there. It's about 1 minute over there.
Yes, sir.
And here's my address.
Yeah, I fully understand that.
So you want me to go wait in line for 2 hours?
Sir,
that's what they're told. That's what we're told to advise, sir.
That's
the cop. You have to go down to where he's telling you, to zone 3, and then you get the pass. Once you get the pass, you're able to come up.
But there's like a mile wait to get into zone 3.
I understand, because there's all the people that are trying to get the passes. But right. That's what in order for you to get by, past this checkpoint, you need to get that pass.
Right, but President Trump and Mayor Bass said that we could go.
Trust me, I understand. I'm just telling you what we were advised by our command post. They're telling you the same thing they were advised by
their
command
post. I'm not giving you guys a hard time.
No, I know.
And I appreciate your service.
Yeah. Thank you, sir. We greatly appreciate it, but that's unfortunately one of the things that you have to do.
Okay.
Is go get a pass.
So I'm back, and it's now January 27th at 9:50 in the morning, and I have to go wait in a multi-hour, probably five-hour line to get a pass to go to my house.
That is correct.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You for your service.
I wish you the best, okay?
Thank you.
Now, one thing I think we can all agree on here in the room is that I would have handled that situation exactly the same way in a calm voice like that guy
Mark, in the
car.
Funny. It wasn't the police officer's fault. They are following what they were told to do.
And that's what that guy understood.
And fortunately, that guy understood that, but man.
But I made the crack about myself because, look, it would be real easy to haul off and say, look, he's 1 minute away from his home.
I know.
And I got to tell you, I know that there's issues here and they got to make sure that there's not looters. That is unacceptable. It's unacceptable.
It does sound really nuts. And it's not their fault. Whoever is coming up with that protocol is
blame. They're worried about toxic
and I get it.
Chemicals. They're worried about a lot of different things.
It's just
right?
a bad situation.
It's terrible.
You can't get to your own house and then these poor people have to enforce that.
So I alluded to my... my anger issues. Got anger issues over the years, right? I can be a little quick-tempered.
Sure.
But this is something I've actually tried to correct over the years. And I want to share this story from the Post-Dispatch because I do think it's important. And Sue, I've even told you about things that have happened, and you guys have like, don't do that. And I've backed off because it's not smart. And it took me a long time to realize that because, you know, a little burst of anger and emotion can really end up in some bad things. And that's what this story is about. So this is Katie Cole, who's the reporter at the Post, says it was a sunny fall morning in downtown St. Louis. And Brian Stokes was on his way to the gym. That's when he saw the truck. It was cutting across lanes of traffic to get on to the highway ramp. Stokes honked his horn. The truck stopped, backed up, pulled in front of him. A man got out, pounded on the hood, walked toward the driver door. Stokes fumbled with the lock button. He doesn't remember being dragged out of the car. And Jake Ellinger of Manchester, he's described as John Jake Ellinger, was charged with first-degree assault and unlawful use of a weapon. Authorities say he broke Stokes' jaw, nose, and other facial bones, kicked him in the throat. This was all caught on video and shared publicly. And I guess, you know, the downtown St. Louis group that always is concerned about all the violence put that. I don't remember seeing the video for this. Does anyone remember seeing the video for this?
I don't either.
So I guess then they find out that here's the other thing. Okay, I just told you what the guy did, right? He broke his jaw, nose, and other facial bones. He kicked him in the throat. What's the proper charge for that particular crime?
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Assault?
Assault, but battery, maybe? Right, right. Okay. It's battery.
This is the line from the story. Explain this one. This week, Ellinger pleaded guilty to attempted assault.
Are you kidding me?
But they say he faces 5 to 15 years in prison. How could you possibly get to attempted assault when the guy literally broke his face?
Thank you. And it's on video.
An attorney is going to have to explain that.
I assume that was pled down. And wasn't the guy he attacked, was he a lawyer?
That's a good question.
I for some reason.
But attempted is quite the word to use.
Yeah.
Here's the other details, though, that really struck me. So this is a guy that has faced Ellinger, the guy who is, you know, guilty here. He's faced protection orders from people claiming abuse. He was involved in a brawl outside of the Metro East nightclub with Cardinals players. Remember that? There was a story from a couple years ago.
This guy was part of that?
Yeah. He was sentenced to probation for slashing tires. Scores of creditors have sued him for unpaid bills. He was charged with assaulting a casino security guard months before the attack on Stokes. So he's a real stand-up guy, right? There's no doubt about that. And I guess
Stokes is a lawyer.
Is he?
He's a local attorney at 701 Market Street.
Yeah, it says that. That's right. Okay, I got to it. He left to go to the gym. He was sitting in his car at a light near 64 West Ramp. That would be just down from where we are, where I pass, like, catty corner from Enterprise is what I'm envisioning, right? That's the ramp right there?
Well, let me think about that.
What was it?
I think it is.
Yeah, 701, Jim was sitting in the car. Yeah, it would have
to be. So it says a black pickup truck emblazoned with the logo of Roofing and Exterior Pros stopped at the light at Clark and 10th, then crossed multiple lanes of traffic and cut in front of Stokes to turn onto the ramp. This is behavior that I see on a regular basis in downtown St. Louis. I see stuff like this. We've talked about, and I'm not making this up. When I go home and I go down, you know, 14th Street and I go to Shoto, I stop at lights that are green because I don't know what people are going to do. So the lawyer dude says he doesn't remember exactly what happened, but there was a bystander that witnessed it and posted a screenshot from the video. And at some point, there was another guy. This is a little confusing to me, but there was another guy driving a gold Range Rover that drove past. Ellinger got into his truck and chased him. He pulled alongside the SUV, pointed a gun out of his window and said, "Do we have a problem?"
Jeez.
And then the driver of the Range Rover said he heard gunshots as he sped away. And this guy is charged with attempted assault. Maybe that's where the attempted assault comes from right there. Stokes said he didn't see any of that. He remembered blood in his eyes. He couldn't see. Somehow he made his way to his office. He laid down with ice on his face. And the story says he got up, he went home and just cried. Oh. He didn't know what had happened still. The next day, he hadn't called police. And then finally, there was a, and this is weird because the way that he found out about what had happened, because he didn't remember some of this, is that someone had posted that photo of the incident online and one of his coworkers comes up to him and says, "I think this is what happened to you."
How about that for
a weird part of the story? So I don't know. That's just, and there are lessons there because I think, you know, Fred is not the type of person I would be worried about in a situation like this. I don't envision Fred honking at someone and laying on the horn and shouting and, you know. Well, Fred, have you ever flipped the bird to anyone in your life? I don't think you have. Exactly.
No. But wait a minute. In this story, it sounds like Stokes, all he did was honk his horn. Just, it wasn't like he doesn't say he was laying on it. He was rolling down windows. He just honked. And he was fumbling to try to get the car locked before this guy got to him.
And this guy is a violent predator. I think we're finding he should have probably been behind bars to begin with. But that is disgusting behavior. And it's a lesson. It really is. You know, the last road rage incident that I had a few years ago kind of taught me, you know what? Let's not do that anymore.
Yeah,
so I'm trying to behave myself. I really am. We're coming back with more in a moment. Hang in there.
Get more at 971talk.com.